You're such an asshole.
Not a victory bragging lap for me, but for someone else. This guy, Millennial Dick, I don't know if you remember him. You could search him on the interwebs. Dear Cappy, it's your agent in the field, Millennial Dick, here with another video request, this time for some more bragging and life advice. You should know I quit the van life and now rent a place in Florida, a relatively sane state, one with gun rights, hot babes, and secure elections. Despite being a very skilled programmer, I decided to just say F programming work, making $12 an hour at a burrito joint for 4 hours a day nets me twice as much money as I need to live off of. So I'll do that instead. Gee, I wonder if he had kids or what. I wonder if you have to work. I'll just make burritos. So let me tell you, this won't be monetized, but let me tell you dipshits about how spectacular my life is due to the teachings of the asshole reading this to you. I work 4 hours per day, 6 days per week, at a job that I genuinely enjoy, taking orders from hungry customers, making great food for them, and cleaning. Sounds like it totally from American Beauty. What more could a man want? Of course, I could make 18 per hour plus tips at the restaurant across the street, but they require employees to wear a mask so they can eat a dick. I don't need the money. I'm in a position of fuck you. Are you starting to get it? It's minimalism. Minimalism. Aside from work, I spend 3 to 5 hours per day studying whatever the hell I enjoy, which right now is art and programming, and I spend Sundays cooking, chillaxing, chasing tail, and renovating my off-grid RV in case I want to do van life again, or in case I ever need to tell my landlord, fuck you. But wait, it gets better. This March, it'll be a little too hot in Florida for my hairy ass, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to quit my job and hike the entire Appalachian Trail, a six-month nonstop hike from Georgia to Maine. Dude, it's going to be cold in Maine. It's going to be cold up on the mountains. Those things go above 6,000 feet. You sure you've thought this through? Listening to philosophy, religion, and literature audiobooks the entire trip. Bring a gun and make sure it is at least 40 caliber because there are hungry animals out there. And you know what I'm going to do after that? Go right back to working at the burrito joint and starting whatever the hell I feel like in my free time until next March rolls around, at which time I'll go another six-month hike. Okay, March, that makes sense. Yeah, March, that, okay. And the West Coast Trail, expanding my knowledge of philosophy and religion the entire while. My boss is cool like that, willing to work with my 6 months on, 6 months off schedule. But what about the following year? That's easy. Motorcycle trip across America on the bike I'm buying this weekend. After that, who knows, maybe another bike trip through parts of North America. I'd strongly recommend, well, can't go to Canada because they got their travel restrictions. I'd say ride to Alaska, but maybe another bike trip through the parts of North America I missed, or a boat trip along the East Coast. Or maybe I'll learn Spanish and Portuguese for a road trip across Central and South America. I could do that. I could do whatever I want. That's my life for the next 60 years or so. Work 6 months, go on an adventure for 6 months, a new one every year. That's what a life of no kids, no debt, no college, and no nagging wife can get you. And who knows, maybe I'll take a year off and make a ton of money as a programmer and then take a 5-year trip around the Eastern Hemisphere. I'm crazy like that. Hell, I'm still applying for the junior developer jobs now, but a lot of them want superfluous bachelor's degrees, so fuck them. I don't need their job. I wonder how that's happening with the employers now. Your little bachelor's degree required, master's preferred. But they're finding out that they need employees. They need us bad. In the meantime, fuck college, even for engineering or science. Fuck the rat race. Let it all burn. Live an awesome life. Enjoy the decline. And don't try until you're 45. Yes, 45. That wasn't a typo. Did I miss anything, Cappy? Was I off base in any of these? No. Here's the other thing that you got going for you, because I know you personally. Most people may not. You're young. See, you did it right. You did it at the right time. You weren't like me where I try to go and become a career and do all, you know, the right thing. You're not like some guy who got married, had kids, and get divorced at 40. You did all the right moves young, which is the only, all these books, Book of Numbers. Yeah, that one's for old people. Worthless. That's different. Porridge is Retirement. How Not to Become a Millennial. Bachelor Pad Economics. The best. Not the best. The most amount of good those books or any advice I get, any advice anyone gives will do you is when you're young. And I don't know how the heck you get to younger people, how you tap into their brain. Like, hey, wake up. Basically tell them your parents and your teachers and the entire world is lying to you. They're just telling you what you want to hear because your parents don't want to parent you. Your teachers want you to pass them like, oh, yeah, I like my teacher. Please hire her next year. And the Democrats just want your votes, but then you wonder why rent's so expensive. No, this is the way to do it. This is the way to do it. What I like, I also like how you know you're not missing out on anything. But I guess now with the internet, you kind of could see like, oh, whoa, I could really see everything happening now. It's like the Matrix. No, thank you. I don't want to have kids. I don't want to get married. I don't want debt. I'll see you later. Bye. P.S. If you and any of your viewers find themselves near Gainesville, Florida, I got a spare air mattress for them to camp on because fuck hotels and Airbnb too. If you want to pay me, buy me food. Tell me how much for a video. Boo-doo-boo. I so rarely, especially Gainesville, I don't go in that area. Not that I'm afraid. Oh, don't go to games. I just rarely go there. So there we go. What we got for super chats? Nagachi Mishima. I presume a Japanese guy? New guy. $5. Forget children responsibility. It's all about minimalism and the occasional Bucci. Bucci? Is that what the guy got? Is that a real word? Bucci? Bucci. Hey, God. No, that's bocce ball. What's Bucci? Bucci is a hip hop musical artist signed by. Okay, that's a musical. Bucci. Okay. Adjective. Word created by Twimes. Word to describe a bitch. Peasant. Ho. What's a peasant? Not peasant. Peasant. P-E-S-A-N-T. Peasant at school. Food gum. Home. Peasant. The act of being a peasant that is simping. Oh, Allie, you're being such a peasant. That one I don't get. Bucci. I'm gonna use Bucci. Hang on, I'm gonna put that on my notes. Oh, look at old Boomer Cabot. I'm gonna use the word that the young kids are using now. Bucci. Come over here, Bucci. Yeah, I'm gonna get some. Bucci. I found out it ain't a donk no more. Now it's a whip. Like, oh, I like your whip. My whip? You mean my donk? No, your whip. That's my donk. No, it's a wimp. A whip. All right. Boom. Ride through. I'd love to if it was safe. I would love to. Bucci is booty and cat? Cap hood term. Oh, pussy. Oh, okay. Cat. Booty and cat. I was thinking Puss in Boots. That's what I was thinking, the movie, which is a great movie, by the way, with Antonio Banderas. It actually was really clever. So, Bucci. All right. I'm gonna use that later on. What's up, Bucci? I'm going to call my girlfriend now. Hey, Bucci, what's up? Joe Allen, 904, $2, down 30 pounds since August. Dude, that's aggressive. That's 2 months you're down 30 pounds? Half a pound a day. That's great, Joe. It's really good. All right. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.